from the heart of Florida's Great Northwest, this is Radio Live Encore on 88.1 FM. Your host is Pat Crawford. On this edition of the program, he welcomes the Allison Brown Quartet and singer-songwriter-guitarist Elise Swit in a performance recorded at the Pensacola Cultural Center in November of 1997. Sit back, relax, and join us for Radio Live Encore with the Allison Brown Quartet and Elise Swit here on 88.1 FM.
Joining me now is a lady that I've had the pleasure of, I haven't seen her for about 10-some years, we figured out today, but she came down to Pensacola for the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival about a decade ago, and with a group by the name of Small Family Orchestra. Some of you will no doubt remember hearing them on our air. Please join me in welcoming Elise Swit.
Thank you. An ode to the longest day of the year.
If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen, cause the kitchen is where things are cooking. If you can't feel the beat, get off of the drum, your sheep are lost, you better start looking. I'm serious, as a day is long, the 21st of June. Close your eyes, shut out the noise, listen to the tune. You're looking for the sun to scorch you, the rain to cool you, and a breeze to slow you down. The mud to soothe you, the thunder to shake you, and the silence to bring you round. If you can't love everybody, who can you love? If you cannot feel the hunger, why put the pot on the stove? I'm serious, as a day is long, the 21st of June. Close your eyes, shut out the noise, listen to the tune. You're looking for the sun to scorch you, the rain to cool you, and a breeze to slow you down. The mud to soothe you, the thunder to shake you, and the silence to bring you round. If you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen, cause the kitchen is where things are cooking. If you can't feel the beat, get off of the drum. Your sheep are lost, you better start looking. I'm serious, as a day is long, the 21st of June. Close your eyes, shut out the noise, listen to the tune. You're looking for the sun to scorch you, the rain to cool you, and a breeze to slow you down. The mud to soothe you, the thunder to shake you, and the silence.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Elise. Good to see you again.
It's really nice to be back here.
You know, we were talking earlier today about how do we define your music, what type of music it is, and how it fits so well with this program, because we haven't been able to put a label on it either.
Right, we can't define it.
Where do you draw your influence, though, for your music?
Well, I've finally come up with the label for my music is Global, Local, and Homemade Songs, because I've been, since I was a little girl, collecting songs from around the world. One of my specialties is languages. I speak a bunch of them, and I'll do a kids show, as you know, for children, music around the world. But I've also been collecting songs by songwriters from around the Southeast, and in the last several years have started writing my own songs. This is a song inspired by my parents. My dad is a scientist. His work was, he's retired now, but he did research on researching mind-altering drugs on spiders and their resultant spider webs, and by correlation on the human brain. And my mom is a linguist, so between the two of them, there were some pretty strange and interesting influences in my life. And they, I think, gave me a very healthy, perhaps exaggerated sense of curiosity. This is called Natural Phenomena.
You are lying in your bed. There's a spider overhead. As you watch, she weaves her web. You'd like to be there in her stead. Now that you've lost every shred of credibility, no need to be a baby doll. A certain something can be small, so never mind not being tall. Just go ahead, let yourself fall. The Greeks say lynx can see through walls into infinity. Like an eel to the Sargasso Sea, like the salmon who swim upstream, like those of us living on the mezzanine. In Italian, here is qui. In German, she is Z. In Kiswahili, 10 is Kumi. In Russian, 3 is 3. In Greek, it's up and down, and O is Ohi. With a nod of her head, she says her name is Xenia Z. A certain sense of green and red. It wasn't you by chance who said, gaze on the steps your feet may tread very tenderly. Like an eel to the Sargasso Sea, like the salmon who swim upstream, like those of us living on the mezzanine.
Tuba solo.
When worlds collide, so raise your voice in one loud cry of hilarity. Like an eel to the Sargasso Sea, like the salmon who swim upstream, like those of us living.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'd like to take you back to the previous album that is more of a representation of the global, local, and homemade. This is a Gershwin song, and I'd like to dedicate this to all the dancers in our audience. I know of at least one very active dancer, and I'm sure many of you also think of yourselves as dancers. It's called Stairway to Paradise.
All you preachers who delight in panning the dancing teachers, well, let me tell you, there are a lot of teachers of the dance that can carry you through the gates of heaven. It's madness to be always sitting around in sadness when we could be doing the steps of gladness. We'll be happy if we can do just 6 or 7. Begin today, you'll find it nice, the quickest way to paradise. us. Here's the thing to do. Simply say as you go, I'll build a stairway to paradise with a new step every day. I'm going that way, take my advice, come along, I'm on my way. I've got the blues and up above is so fair. Shoes, come on and carry me there. I'll build a stairway to paradise with a new step every day. I'll build a stairway to paradise with a new step every day. I'm going that way, take my advice, come along, I'm on my way. I've got the blues and up above is so fair. Shoes, come on, build a stairway to paradise with a new stair every day. I am building me a stairway to paradise, and I'm building it one step at a time. I'm going that way, why don't you take my advice and come along? You know we could have a real good time. You know that yesterday I had the blues and now the blues are gone. Got these shoes that could carry us along. I am building me a stairway to paradise with a new step every day. With a new step every day. With a new step every day.
Thank you so much. This next song, the chorus was written by a 13-year-old boy that worked with me at a music residency in Alabama, my first residency back in 1988 in Huntsville. His name is Tommy Mayo. He wrote the words to the chorus. And the verses, the first verse I wrote from fortune cookies. The best fortune I've ever gotten said, "Your dearest wish will come true." This song is called "My Dearest Wish." My feet touch the soil of many lands. My dearest wish came true. I met a lone dark stranger, and she told me what I had to do. My fortune through every song. I took their words as true. I danced the rhymes, I sang the tunes, and they led me straight to you. The summer still hangs heavy and sweet with sunlight as it did last year. The autumn still comes showering gold and crimson as it did last year. The winter still stings clean and cold and white as it did last year. Spring still comes like a whisper in the dark, dark night. Seen you in the moonlight, silver all around your eyes. I've seen you in the morning when the sun just starts to rise. I close my eyes and in the darkness I feel your love shine through. The joyous wonder of it all to me.
is every day is new. The summer still hangs heavy and sweet with sunlight as it did last year. The autumn still comes showering gold and crimson as it did last year. Winter still stings clean and cold and white as it did last year. Spring still comes like a whisper in the dark, dark night. Spring still comes like a whisper.
Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to close out this this portion, my portion of the show, with a song that's the title song of my new album. It's called Open the Window. It is based on a spiritual, and there's a Sea Islands, Georgia version of this song. There's a Mainlands version, and this is my version. And, of course, those of you in the radio audience don't know this, but we've been rehearsing this very seriously. So it's called Open the Window, and it goes like this. Open the window, let the dove fly in. Oh, that's gorgeous harmonies. Okay, here we go. Mama and Papa are fighting like snakes. Open the window, let the dove fly in. Baby is a-crying like her heart will break. Open the window, let the dove fly in. Chorus. Open the window, children, now. Open the window now. Oh, children, open the window, children. Open the window, let the dove fly in. Open the window, let the dove fly in. Neighbors lock their doors, build fences so high. Open the window, let the dove fly. Don't see what's to discover on the other side. Open the window, let the dove fly. There's borders round countries, borders round the skies. Open the window, let the dove fly. The only border close you in is the border around your mind. Open the window, let the dove fly. Children. Open the window, children, now. Open the window, now. Open the window, children. Open the window, let the dove fly in. Open the window, let the dove fly. Well, some people have money, some people have none. Open the window, let the dove fly in. What's the use of money if your heart's gone numb? Open the window, let the dove fly. This big old world is in a great big mess. Open the window, let the dove fly. Let's open the window, find peace and rest. Open the window, let the dove fly. One more time. Open the window, children. Open the window now. Open the window, children. Open the window, let the dove fly in. Open the window, let the dove fly in. Open the window, let the dove fly in. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Elise. This is Gulf Coast Radio Live. If you'd like to find out more about the program and some of the artists that appear regularly on Gulf Coast Radio Live, you can find us on the World Wide Web by typing WUWF into your favorite search engine. And once you get to the WUWF page, just look for the little Radio Live button. And you can find out all about the upcoming programs, and you can also find links to the web pages of the many artists that we feature regularly. It's my pleasure to introduce my next guest. This is a woman who has definitely brought a new level of respect to the banjo. She, of course, can pick with the best of them if it's bluegrass, but she has taken it far beyond bluegrass to jazz, world music, far too many musical genres to even name. Please join me in welcoming Allison Brown and the Allison Brown Quartet. Anxiously awaiting your arrival.
Well, thank you. We're really happy to be here, too.
Got a question about your background, though. With a BA in literature from Harvard and an MBA from UCLA,
mm-hmm.
And a short but successful career as an investment broker, when did you decide that music was what you wanted to do?
It was actually something I decided one day when I was an investment banker for a couple of years and went into the office one morning and realized that a lot of my coworkers would actually come into work in the morning after having gotten up and thought about refunding bond issues while they were taking a shower. And I realized that I would think about picking the banjo while I was taking a shower, so I thought I was in the wrong place.
Well, we're really glad that you made the decision you did. You have an incredible ensemble here with you tonight.
Thank you.
Why don't you go ahead and introduce these gentlemen, and then I'm going to let you get on with some more of this great music.
Okay. From Tuscaloosa, Alabama, on the drums, we have Rick Reed with us tonight. Thank you. And playing the doghouse bass tonight from Smyrna, Georgia. That's Gary West. And from Oakland, California, on the piano, that's John Arbour. Here's a little tune that I wrote for my cat, Lorelei. I named it after her. It's called Lorelei. Thank you very much. Well, about 3 years ago, I got a fan letter. It was a big moment. It's actually a really nice letter. It started off by saying, you know, I've never written a fan letter before, but I wanted to let you know I really enjoy your music and I take your records with me to work. And it turned out the author of this letter works is on the space shuttle and she's an astronaut. And her name is Marcia Ivins. And she'd taken our records with her on a couple of shuttle missions up to that time. And I don't tell this to everybody, but I was actually Spock in the Star Trek Club in high school. So my inner Vulcan was very pleased. So I decided to write a song for Marcia, and we included this next one on our most recent CD. And we were actually very honored when NASA used it as a wake-up call for the astronauts when she flew back in January on the Atlantis mission up to the Mir space station. So we're going to play that tune for you right now. This is one that John R. over here on the piano named. It's called My Favorite Marcia. Thank you very much. I'll dig my picks out of my pocket here, and we'd like to do another tune for you that's off our new CD. Who says banjo can't be used in Latin music? So this is our little banjo tune for the NAFTA era. This is a tune called Mambo Banjo. We have any bluegrass fans in the audience tonight? Well, we'd like to play a little bluegrass tune for you right now, if you'll indulge us. I know that that drums and piano aren't usually found in bluegrass music, but we'll do our own version of a tune that I wrote after a visit to my grandma's house. My grandma lives not too far from here in Cottondale, Florida, with her dog Woofy. And I spent a very long 4 days with Woofy one time. And at the end of that visit, I decided to write a song for Woofy. And this is what I came up with. It's called Shoot the Dog.
The Allison Brown Quartet. Joining me now, Elise Witt, who comes to us from Atlanta, but actually is quite the world traveler. Goodwill ambassador, I guess you could say, musically goodwill ambassador. And we're glad to have her paying a visit once again to the Gulf Coast. Please join me in giving a big Gulf Coast welcome to Elise Witt.
Thank you.
Some people get so scared at the sound of a revolution. A revolution just goes round. Round and round and round it goes. Planet Earth, the greatest show. A circle ends where it began. What threat is in that hand? If you want to move on, sing a spiral song. If you want to move on, sing a spiral song. Some people get so scared at the sound of conservative. Conservative, conservative means save. Of all the things we throw away, I tell you there will come a day. The water, skies, and trees and birds have secrets that we all can learn. Traditions, customs down the line, our children keep in time. If you want to move on, sing a spiral song. If you want to move on, sing a spiral song. A spiral turns and turns and turns. Where it goes, we'll only learn by following its curve. It never stays in place, in place. It moves on out in outer space. Listen on the curve. Well, some people get so scared at the sound of radical. Radical, radical means root.
Are we so far out on a limb? We've lost our touch with the soul within. The limit leads back to the tree. The tree has roots that grow so deep. The roots of one tree twine the next. Let's get back down to the root of the matter. We need to learn the history. We need to search the mystery. We need to just let this one be where it can go. Some people get so scared at the sound of liberal. Liberal, liberal means free. Are we so scared? Oh, why so scared to see us when our souls are bared? Do we not trust? Oh, why not trust the sacred message placed in us? Is it so hard? Oh, why so hard to liberate our love if you want to move on? Sing a spiral song. If you want to move on, sing a spiral song. If you want to move on, sing a spiral song. If you want to move on, sing a spiral song.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was wonderful. Welcome back to Radio Live once again.
Thank you so much.
You know, I know you do a lot of traveling, and with that voice and those fingers, I guess you can travel pretty light. That's all you need in the way of instrumentation.
Well, I thought I'd play guitar on a few songs. You know, I've got a great band that usually plays with me, including accordion and tuba, clarinet, saxophone, guitar, and so on. But when I'm by myself like this, I have to kind of cover all the bases.
What are you going to play for us now?
Well, I am in Florida, and so I have to do this song. This is a song I actually wrote in Florida, or it was inspired by a trip to Florida many years ago. It was on the way home from Nicaragua, and we spent a little bit of time down in the Florida Keys. This is an ode to snorkeling. It's called Those Gorgeous Fishes.
I'd cook and clean and wash and scrub and even dry the dishes if I could just get one sweet look at all those gorgeous fishes. Swimming in the ocean just as calm as I can be, I float as if oblivious to the world under the sea. On the surface of the water, I'm an island all alone. But below me, just a gaze away, all those fishes are at home. A stingray powders herself with sand, an eel snakes slowly along. A school of phosphorescent blue shimmers and shadows in throng. A shaft of sunlight touches a sea bass, her scales copper and gold. A school of tiny green elephants, at least 100 all told. Some long blue fins, a face mask, and a snorkel for some air. Turn me loose amongst the fishes and I won't have a care. I won't bother them, they won't bother me, as we swim along together in the deep blue sea. Things are swell, I sure can tell. My life is so delicious when I can swim so free and fine with all those gorgeous fishes. Late at night in sea of black, we swim with gorgeous fishes. We look up, the starry sky fulfills our every wishes. Down we go into the wild blue yonder.
Thank you very much. I think one of the greatest things about being a touring musician is getting to meet other musicians when you're on the road. And today I had the honor and delight to meet Velma. And she has graciously agreed to play on two of my songs that she's never heard before, but we did get about 3-minute rehearsal. And she is so brilliant that it'll sound like we've been rehearsing for years. The first one is just kind of a little warm-up for her. This is a song that I wrote to the moon. It's called The Silver Sliver of a Moon, and it's introduced by a little sliver of an Argentine lullaby called La Media Luna. The half moon is a cradle. La Media Luna es una cuna. Quien la mece y el niño de la media luna, para quien crece, la media luna es una cuna, luna nueva y el niño de la media luna, quien me lo lleva. La media luna es una cuna, y en la brisa el niño de la media luna, qué sueños riza. That silver sliver of a moon looks strong enough to hold me, to scoop me up and carry me to you. That silver sliver of a moon lighting up my sky in Georgia shines on those far-off hills and on you too. I'd like to sway suspended over mountains in the night, gray and silver silhouette reflecting our moonlight, to reach down from my perch so high and touch you where you lie. That silver sliver of a moon, while I'm singing you this tune, could cradle you by my side. Daytime, I'm fine, sun lights up the way. Night comes, I'm gone, the moon's the only way. That silver sliver of a moon looks strong enough to hold me, to scoop me up and carry me to you. That silver sliver of a moon lighting up my sky in Georgia shines on those far off hills and on you too. The stars have come together now in just a certain way. The seven sisters plead, sing as if to say that anything is possible if we just only try. That silver sliver of a moon
while I'm singing you this tune, could cradle you by my side.
Thank you. Thank you, Velma. Velma, are you warmed up? You might notice that Velma is wearing her dancing skirt tonight. And for those people who are listening to this show and can't see the audience, everyone tonight did dress up in dance clothes, and I'm real happy to see that. That word went out to the audience before they got here tonight. There are some great dancing skirts, but I also see a lot of pleated pants in the audience. And that's good because that's the name of this next tune. This is a song from my last album, not the newest one, called Mezzanine. And pleated pants. Ready, y'all? One, two, one, two, three, four. If you want to know what's needed, you gotta get them pleated. Pleats, pleats, neat or reet. You need room to move. Unless you want to get mangled, you better get that angle. Hang, swing, that's the thing. You need room to move. I don't want no dirty dungarees. I don't want no shorts around my knees. Don't want no chinos, no khaki slacks. I don't want nothing with a buckle in the back. Oh, pleated pants, they're really smooth. Pleated pants, they're in the groove. Pleated pants, they're really fun. You take two steps and they take one. Well, you wear them in pink, you wear them in red, you wear them while dancing and you wear them in bed, you wear them in navy and you wear them in green, yes, and gabardine. I don't want to be boxed up, held up tight. I want to move free and I want to move light. I gotta look good and I've got to feel right when I dance tonight. I don't want no dirty dungarees. I don't want no shorts around my knees. Don't want no chinos, no khaki slacks. I don't want nothing with a buckle in the back of pleated pants. They're really smooth. Pleated pants, they're in the groove. Pleated pants, they're really fun. You take two steps and they take one. Take it, Velma. Feeling. You take two steps and they take one. Thank you. She did it.
And that concludes this edition of Radio Live Encore on 88.1 FM. We hope you enjoyed the Alison Brown Quartet and Elise Witt, recorded in November of 1997. Please join us again for Radio Live Encore with your host, Pat Crawford, here on 88.1 FM.